And I'm not only thankful for him as a savior, but as the highest priest forever. But I am also thankful for him as a king, to crown him as a king in my life. And most of all, I'm thankful that he is my friend. And he is calling us to be a friend. And he says that there is a difference between to be a servant or a friend. He says that the servant does not know what the master is doing, but the friend do. So he have called us to be a friend, not only friends to him, but a friend to one another. And there is something very special that God is doing in not only my heart, but your hearts too. There is a special thing that he is creating in our heart of friendship that shows us that friendship is a sonship. And the difference to be a servant or to be a friend or be a son is that when the servant, he serves first the master, then afterward, he can sit down and eat for himself. But a friend or sons, they eat with their father. And that is what he is doing in our heart, to sitting down with him and sitting down with one another and eating together. The spiritual food and the spiritual water that we are getting is we are doing it in friendship and we are doing it in sonship. And what we see in these things, it's in Jeremiah chapter 31. And it blessed me so much when I saw this. Jeremiah 31 and verse 12. It says, therefore, it's Jeremiah 31 and verse 12. Therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion and see what is taking place. And they shall flow together. There is something very, very special to flow together. It means that we are moving in the same water. We are flowing together. And it really blessed me because when I was reading this chapter for a few days ago, I started to read it again and again. And Madeleine, when you were speaking about the children, just see what he says, and he gives us a word in verse 16 and 17. Thus says the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy eyes from tear, for thy work shall be rewarded, says the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And in verse 17, and there is a hope in thy end. We know that we are in the end of the end. There shall be a hope in thy end, says the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own borders. There is a promise, and this promise is with our Lord. It is in his hand. And he is telling us that, trust me, don't weep anymore rise up in joy over these things. In this day, I will bring them forth. They will come to the border in the time that I have created. But it's a blessing time, and I cannot think about the life without the blood. I cannot think about it without having this blood cleansing my life, protecting my life. And I cannot think about my life without the Spirit of God. There is no life without it. We have found this life, brethren. We should hold fast to it. And through that, we shall trust him in every circumstances, every time, every trouble that we come through. He have made us in this time, and he are leading us to this trouble, to go even through this trouble, because he have already put within us to be an overcomer, to have a victory. Because we are hidden in him, the enemy cannot see what is in him. We are coming to the time of fullness, and it means that we are going to have access to the fullness, everything that is within him. And what a place of safety in this time. We see everything that is happening outside. But that is outside cannot see what is inside of us. No one could see the promise of Abraham, but he knew about it. When people are looking at you, they don't know what is within your life, because Christ within you is covered by you. When Paul spoke about these things, he said that the woman should cover her head. It means that we as a church, we as a soul, shall cover Christ. He was not only speaking about it in a natural. The Christ is hidden within us. We are a covering over him, and he will be a covering over us. So I'm blessed in this time, and it is a great time of trouble. I am not only blessed, but I am also broken. I am just a mess. I stand up in the morning. I don't think and feel I have a victory in my life. I feel that I'm finished. But I am blessed. And because that I am blessed, it's because I trust him. And when I start to trust him and have a communication with him and sitting down with him and eating with him, everything outside disappeared. What a lovely place to be in. Blessing to you all.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you for sharing that.